Cardi B.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Good afternoon. For 5 News, I'm Nadia Romanis. Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula says his department had no option but to dissolve the interim board of embattled state rail agency PRASA and place the state-owned enterprise under administration. He says the next logical step was the appointment of an administrator. PRASA has been raking up billions of rands in wasteful and irregular expenditure for years. Mbalula briefed the media in Joburg.
The tool of administration brings us to quicken things, but at the same time address the abnormality in the system, which has actually been hamstrung by decision making. At the same time, you wouldn't have an administration if you had a sound board. I had all options to stay with the board, but it does not help me.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has meanwhile vowed to take drastic steps to prevent state-owned companies from failing. His statement comes after the government announced the dissolution of the PRASA interim board and the placement of the SOE under admin. Cash-strapped and heavily indebted state companies, including SAA, power utility Eskom, defense firm Denel and PRASA, have become a major headache for Ramaphosa as he seeks to reverse years of stagnant growth. Last week, SAA was placed on voluntary business rescue. 11 initiates have been rescued after they were trapped in a stream due to flooding at an initiation school in Botshabelo in the Free State. The initiates were trapped after heavy rainfall last night. Three of them were in extreme danger after they climbed trees to avoid the floods. Provincial Emergency Services' Ruben Reuters says they used a helicopter to rescue the initiates as vehicles were unable to access the area.
The guys are all safe. They don't require any medical attention for now. We'll continue obviously engaging with the team and evaluating them after they've been evacuated. But the plan is that because they came here for a traditional purpose, the plan is that to take them from where they are around the waterway and take them to dry land where they'll be safe and be able to continue with their purpose, what they are being here.
Young and old people from the Sidwadweni village outside Solo in the Eastern Cape have spent the whole day celebrating the crowning of Miss South Africa Zozibini Thunzi as Miss Universe. Elderly people in the village say they prophesied her victory. These villagers are ecstatic.
We are very grateful that Zozibini has won Miss Universe.
Around 4 o'clock and then there was the rain that was flowing. And everyone said, guys, can you hear the rain? It's the blessings that Zozi is going to get the crown. And we're all like saying, no, that crown is for Zozi.
And finally, there is anger in Ghana after American rapper Cardi B failed to meet local celebrities who had gathered at her hotel in the capital, Accra. Prior to her performance yesterday at a live Spot X festival in the city, videos of some local celebrities taking a swipe at Cardi B went viral amid claims that she showed disrespect towards her hosts. The American rapper has since said she was not aware that the meet-and-greet session was going ahead. Twitter users in Ghana and Nigeria have been vocal about the incident, which is currently trending at number one in both countries. The rapper performed in Nigeria on Saturday before visiting Ghana. The top story at 4 o'clock, Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula says his department had no option but to dissolve the interim board of the embattled state rail agency PRASA and place the state-owned enterprise under administration.
In your sport, Blitzsparks are drawn in a tough pool for this weekend's Cape Town Sevens and Emery approached for Everton job. Details more, 4:30.
The traffic in Joburg on the N12 West, there's an accident after the Edenvale Road exit. On the M1 South, look out for a stationary vehicle near Crown Interchange. Midrand on the N1 North, there's a stationary vehicle before Allendale Road. In Pretoria, the Mabopane Highway northbound, a vehicle is on fire before the Rossen Road exit. Expect heavy traffic in the Bonacourt-Wonderboom area, including the N4 westbound, because of flooding. Durban on the M7 East, there's a stationary truck causing queuing traffic at South Coast Road. If you come